hooked up with them. If you saw this gentleman just kind of mosey in here a few minutes ago, which is his style. Anyway, before we move on, I'd like to recognize and bring up a real good friend of the round table. Folks that know this fellow know that he has assisted our efforts in front of the scene and behind the scene for numerous years. And I'd like to thank and bring up Jerry Connolly to say a few words.
Thank you. Fellow crazies. Some people think we are crazy, this love of the Civil War. You know, I can remember my love began, I was 15, and I had a couple of classmates in high school who just were nuts about the Civil War. Always talked about it, were always reading about it, and I thought, what is this obsession? And for a class trip, we went to Gettysburg. And there was a spirit on that place. There was something about Gettysburg. I thought I had gone to a parallel universe. And I, you know, the love affair 50 years later continues. Did I just admit my age?
You did.
Anyway, so I'm so glad you're here and doing what you do. And by the way, I have 3 congressional records. I entered into the record 1 certificate honoring the 25th anniversary.
Thank you.
And then 1 each for our 2 scholarship winners, Jim. No. So. Let me also just say my love of the Civil War history.
May I have your attention, please?
All right.
Maybe next month.
Please do so now. If you need to apply for a library card,
we've been trained
by our friend Ed Beers.
Yes.
And when I had a life, I was an Ed Beers groupie, so I went on a lot of tours with Ed, and he was incredible. And we got to meet a lot of, you know, people who were living parts of history. So went to Samuel Mudd's house, you know, on the escape route of John Wilkes Booth, and met Samuel Mudd's, I think, granddaughter, who was running the concession, you know, store downstairs. All kinds of historic, you know, people, you know, relatives, descendants of, you know, Civil War figures. And the fun with Ed Beers was we would conspire to stump him. And we never did. And I mean, we came up with obscure questions like, yeah, well, that general, what happened to his daughter? And Ed would be unflustered.
Well, good question.
Off he'd go. I never could quite figure out if he made it up or if it was real. But anyway, and you should know that working with your leadership, John and Charlie and a number of others, we're trying to get a gold medal for Ed. And I have 112 co-sponsors on the bill. I need 2/3 of the House. So if you know people, and there's no partisanship on this one, we just got to get them to sign on, you know? And then we need to get 67 in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate. And I'd like to do it, you know, before Ed turns 100. So if you know anybody on the Hill, and just encourage them, please, to sign on to our bill. Because I know it means a great deal to Ed, and you know what? He deserves it.
He does.
So anyway, thank you so much. Happy 25th anniversary. Thank you for your leadership and preserving our wonderful heritage in the Civil War here in Northern Virginia. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the president's panel and everything. On behalf of the roundtable, we can't thank you enough for the service that you provided, the leadership, the energy, the vision, attending tonight. I think this is pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So go ahead and do it. This is our all-star cast right here. This has been led us for 25 years, so we can't thank you enough. Okay, we're going to kind of wrap things up with Mark taking over here and finishing up.
Okay, of course we've talked a lot about preservation, and I would like to thank all the people in here that have attended preservation meetings and done different things. We really appreciate all your effort, all those late nights with the supervisors. Tonight we want to give a special award to our founder, Mr. Bill Miller, and we have a Founders Award for you, so Mr. Lewis will present that to you, sir. We really appreciate that.
Start this by saying Bill asked that he not receive anything. Of course, we don't listen. Bill, it's a privilege, and it was fantastic to have met you tonight. We've heard so much about you, and you know, this is yours. And we can't want to, you know, extend this to you in the best graces and good health. And thank you so much for attending.
Yay.
I just want to let you know, Bill, because of your founding of this organization and all the presidents here and the work that you did, in 2011, we were presented the Civil War Trust's Roundtable of the Year throughout this country. So it's all of your efforts. So thank you. Next month is John Hennessy will be speaking on First Manassas. I guess you heard the tour information. And it is my honor to conclude the proceedings of this 25 year, and on to the next 25 year, gentlemen and ladies. Thank you very much. Yeah. Can I get the president for a photo op?